Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Thursday, June the 4th, as we continue thinking about reflecting on the Holy Spirit, especially the Holy Spirit dwelling within us and helping us to pray. It's good to remember that any time we pray, whether we're closing our eyes and bowing our heads early in the morning, whether we're in a private place, whether we're in a noisy place, whether it's a quick prayer in the middle of the day, in the middle of busyness, or a time that we've set aside, any time we try and pray, it's like we have a lot of different noise in our head. We have just random thoughts of the day, what's already happened. We have the voices of our friends, our family, our coworker. We have all sorts of old tapes playing, whether they're good or bad or neutral, it doesn't matter. You might even hear my voice or the voice of other pastors or priests that you know. It's not always bad things. It's just a lot going on anytime we try and pray. And so we say that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, prays inside of us, and teaches us to pray. But if you feel like that there's a lot of noise and a lot of static and a lot of distractions, then don't feel like that you're abnormal. Don't feel like that you're the only one who feels like that you're either overwhelmed or it's hard to understand where the voice of God is or where the Holy Spirit may be. That usually takes practice, and that practice takes time. Every now and then, the Holy Spirit can override all of it and tap us on the shoulder or tug at our sleeve or give us something very clearly and directly. But usually it's a much slower process that's subtle over time. So if you feel like that you try and pray and you just have a lot of different voices and different signals, different noises, different distractions, that's normal. It's actually abnormal for the Holy Spirit just to show up all at once. He still does. It still happens, but it's not as common. So the important thing is just to keep at it. Don't get discouraged if you feel particularly bored or distracted or tired, or if God feels distant any particular day. It's a long-term affair. It's a long-term relationship. So don't feel discouraged or overwhelmed. God and the Holy Spirit does dwell inside of us. The Holy Spirit does pray inside of us and teach us to pray. Just don't be surprised if it's a little bit noisy for a good while and it takes time to settle down. Have a good night. We'll chat again soon.